Coming up this Wednesday at 6:30, you're invited to come to the Chapel Hill Public Library for a discussion hosted by the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties, LWVODC, on the status of Medicaid expansion, what's on the political horizon. That is the title, that is the topic. It's going to be at 6:30 on Wednesday, Chapel Hill Public Library. Joining us now is the president of the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham, Janet Hoy. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you're going to be there speaking along with Adam Linker of the NC Justice Center. What's the role of the League of Women Voters in the Medicaid expansion issue? Is it just sort of getting the word out about information heading into 2016?
Yeah, it's partly that. The League of Women Voters is a political organization that is nonpartisan. So we do take positions on issues, but we never take positions on candidates or parties. So in this case, the League has had a long-term position in support of kind of health care for everyone across the country. And Medicaid expansion is a really big part of that, particularly in this state, because our state legislature and governor have not decided to expand Medicaid. And unfortunately, that leaves 500,000 North Carolinians without access to health insurance, and therefore not much access to health care services generally. So the League's role is really to help educate communities across the state. And we do have people who are in many counties across North Carolina to help let people know what Medicaid is. There's a lot of kind of confusion and lack of understanding about Medicaid. I know I was not very well educated when I first started on this project. So to let people know how Medicaid kind of works, and then to talk about, with a lot of focus on the financial benefits, what it would mean to the state to have Medicaid expansion happen. So I'll kind of lay a little bit of the groundwork around what Medicaid is and kind of how it works and the financial benefits. And then Adam Linker, who is really quite an expert in healthcare policy and the political scene, will talk about what he feels and we feel are some opportunities for us to help get Medicaid expansion to happen in North Carolina. We hope this year, but if not, to sort of lay some groundwork for it happening in the near future.
What are the hopes for things to happen this year?
Well, as many people know, Medicaid reform passed the General Assembly at the end of the last session, so end of 2015. And Medicaid reform is an effort on the part of the legislature to apply some managed care principles to the Medicaid population. And there's been a bunch of controversy about that. The League actually does not have a position on that at all. But part of the way that that will happen is that the state will need to get a waiver, it's called, from the federal government to establish this Medicaid reform program in the state. And we would like the legislature and the committees that are involved with this to consider expansion as part of that waiver opportunity. So we think there is an opportunity to talk about some of the great things that can happen as part of expansion rolled into the reform initiative in ways that would bring lots of jobs and lots of dollars, both federal dollars, state tax revenue dollars, and just the additional dollars that are generated because of increases in economic activity across our state. And the numbers are staggering. It is $21 billion from the federal government, and by the estimates, there would be a creation of 43,000 jobs across the state. So we see Medicaid expansion as a really important part of what we sometimes kind of refer to as the North Carolina rebound economically, that it could so help bring very much needed jobs, lots of new revenue to our state, and ensure 500,000 North Carolinians.
Speaking with Janet Hoy, who's the president of the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties, LWVODC.org is the website, League of Women Voters, Orange, Durham, Chatham, LWVODC.org, if you want more information. This is an event we're talking about that's coming up on Wednesday of this week, January 20th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library on the status of Medicaid expansion. Everyone's invited to this, absolutely free. Free parking is available. You've worked on this issue for a long time, and you mentioned there's a lot about Medicaid that people should know but don't. What is the most important thing?
Well, the thing that surprised me the most is that Medicaid today in North Carolina and in states across the country that have not expanded Medicaid covers only about 30% of low-income people in this state. So it covers low-income kids, it covers low-income pregnant women, it covers the disabled, it covers folks who are in long-term care facilities who are low-income. It doesn't cover anyone else. So if, for instance, you are a homeless person with no kids, have no money, no place to live, you are not eligible for Medicaid. So, and again, there are 500,000 of people, mostly adults, mostly working, who very often either work a series of part-time jobs or work for smaller employers who do not offer insurance. So that's people who work in construction, people who work in retail, people who work taking care of our kids in daycare centers, people who do restaurant work. All of those kinds of people who are working, again, a series of part-time jobs or full-time jobs, but do not have insurance available to them through their employer. So it's low-income adults across the state who do not have access to health care or health insurance.
It really seems like a no-brainer the more you dig into this issue, the importance of Medicaid expansion. People have, on both sides of the issue, people have really dug in terms of their position. So what is it that it's going to take in order to dig people out and move forward sort of politically on this issue? Is this something that's going to require shifts in the makeup of the General Assembly, or can it be done absent that?
Well, as you know, Aaron, the League of Women Voters is very involved in elections and making sure people have access to good election information and they have easy access to the polling places, et cetera. So we work a lot on that. One of the things we're going to talk about on Wednesday night, and we would again encourage many people to come, is the importance of thinking about Medicaid expansion as an election issue. So we have primaries coming up really soon, and we have a big general election coming up in November. And we believe pretty strongly, we hope we can make the case to people on Wednesday, that Medicaid expansion is one of those issues that people should seriously think about as they are making their assessments of who to vote for. It's that important.
It's going to be on Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The status of Medicaid expansion, what is on the political horizon? Janet Hoy and Anna Blinker from the League of Women Voters and the NC Justice Center, respectively, are going to be talking. Again, it's free parking. Everyone's invited. Janet, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.